Price drop? Time to shop. Get to a Nordstrom Rack store today for first dibs on new markdowns. Now score even more, up to 70% off brands everyone loves at Nordstrom Rack. Denim, dresses, sneakers, tops, and more. Plus, get genius deals on jackets, sweaters, and boots for the whole family. Shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and save up to 70% with new markdowns. But hurry, deals this great won't last.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Everybody, make sure you check out Dan Soder on the road. He's going to be in Grand Rapids, Michigan, June 3rd and 4th. Then he's coming to the UK, everybody. London at the Soho Theater. That's June 13th through June 19th. For tickets and all of Dan's tour dates, visit dansoder.com.
Key West, Florida. This weekend, Big Jay Oakerson's going to be there with Louis J. Gomez at Comedy Key West, Friday, May 27th and Saturday, May 28th. Then out on Burt Kreischer's Fully Loaded Festival. Get tickets and other tour dates. Go to BigJComedy.com right now. BigJComedy.com.
And now, The Bonfire with Big Jay Oakerson and Dan Soder.
It's Bonfire on SiriusXM Faction Talk 103. I'm Dan Soder. That's Big Jay Oakerson. We got most of the crew in here.
Can I ask a question before Andy Fiore comes in?
Sure.
Has anyone here ever eaten a fish with its head still on, like its eyes are staring on you?
No, I won't. I won't. I've been part of that happening, and I've checked out completely. It's why I won't. And it's funny, I think we had this conversation with Fiore before about WoHop. I will never go to WoHop again, because when I went there with people, we ordered something, and they brought out like a fish with a face still on. I'm like, this is hard. This is not my world. I don't like that.
You just take the meat, and then you bring it to your plate, and then you don't look at the guy.
Dude,
I do it.
Jews do it.
I do it. Yeah,
turns my stomach. My girlfriend loves it.
One guy in the kitchen that I worked at, the restaurant I worked at, he ate the eyeballs in front of me.
Those people are so fucking crazy.
Said, now, this is where all the power comes from.
Why did he do that?
He regularly ate that.
And he said this is where the power comes from?
Yeah.
This is a good one. You know who...
what a psycho.
You know what?
I mean, he ate the rest of the fish, but he definitely ate the eyeball.
Do you ever suck the marrow out of the bone on a steak?
Nope.
Fucking Joe used to do that, my mom's boyfriend.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right, dude.
Ew. Is it good?
I tried it once. I didn't like it.
Well, marrow is like a big thing.
Yeah.
That's a dish.
It's like a delicacy.
Yeah.
But is it good?
It's too rich.
That's too much for me.
Yeah. So you know what else is good? Tendon. Just things that don't sound good.
Yeah, you're like, oh, fuck. Have you ever had brain fluid? No. Why would I want that?
The worst thing I ever had on a menu at a place I worked at was sweetbreads.
Glands.
Like, oh, God.
Yeah, glands. It just
you've had it?
So no, I didn't try
what
it.
What is this?
Had it.
Sweetbreads? It's what it's called, sweetbreads. A weird name, but they're glands. They're like...
Glands of what? A cow?
It's throat.
People.
Uncooked, they look fucking disgusting. Thymus.
Yeah, throat, gullet,
neck. Or pancreas.
Ugh. Glands. Man. By the way, it looks like a McDonald's nugget all the way on the left there.
So does, you know what else looks like that?
Yeah, look at that.
You know what
crispy
else?
Buttermilk fried sweetbread. I mean, if you bring that out in a bowl and just say it's... whatever else the consistency is, fried clams. I go, nice.
That's how Trish got me at the Rocky Mountain Oysters.
That bitch. I'll never forgive her for that. You don't make a man eat testicles and then tell him later.
She goes, take a bite. And I go, what is that? I was like, what is that?
Trish.
She goes, do you like it? And I go, what is this? I was a kid. And she's like, it's Rocky Mountain Oysters. I was like, these are oysters? And
Trish, what were you filming, an episode of Jackass?
Yeah.
Does that to a child?
She goes, this is Dan Eats Nuts.
Hey, what's up? I'm Trish, and this is Fooling My Son.
The dish is called Rocky Mountain Oysters.
Yeah. Google it.
What kind of balls is it?
Buffalo testicles.
Buffalo balls?
Bowl. Yeah,
Google it right now. Rocky Mountain Oysters.
Is it buffalo? I thought it was bull.
It's one of them. It's something I didn't want to eat.
I don't want to eat any animals' balls.
Sucking nuts, dude.
Or tongue. I don't want to eat tongue.
But see what
intestine.
I mean? When they're cooked like that, all the way to the left is what I had. That's how it looked.
Oh, they were chopped up.
They were like fucking fried and like.
But I'm saying
like,
it was chopped up. Yeah. It wasn't like the big. No, some of it come like a big, big ball. That's it's like an actual disgusting. Test.
No,
like the whole thing's a test.
This looked like little chicken, like calamaris or like little chicken nuggets. And I was like, oh, cool. And I ate one. And she's like, and her, she was like trying to make the point of like, if you didn't know it was testicles, you would have thought it was good. Yeah, but you
so
should.
What? I should be able to have a choice.
I'm sure Soylent Green tasted lovely yeah. until they learned it was people.
There was people in it. That's crazy.
It is good to use, as you say, all parts of the animal, though.
Fuck you. That's crazy. Don't make me eat nuts.
And like them.
I mean, they were like, her and her, like, the group we were with were eating them. And I was like a kid. Nah, and I was
they
like,
were just eating disgusting. Chicken nuggets. They were laughing at you. Yeah, look at little... stupid Dan eating nuts over
look at
there.
This. Hey, Trish, look at your little queen. Come on.
Oh, hey, you like those bull balls? He goes, what are you talking God. About, Aunt, whatever my mom's friend's name is?
I go, Linda, this has got good dippy sauce.
I was going to say that. The dipping sauce Sucking is a lot of the... Is a lot, have you ever... I got McDonald's delivered once on the road. Being a little dirty bitch.
God, you are. That's the food version of calling a hooker.
But I got... But it is.
It and is. I've done it. You're like nervously waiting in the lobby, and you're like, oh, hi, hey.
And you know...
You look, well, you look also, very nice today.
Also because you will find out, especially from like that, like the fast food places, they are not going to give you the things you ask for that make that meal... It's possible to eat.
I will tell you right now, if you order McDonald's on the road, mm-hmm. you will not get dippy sauces and you will not get straws.
So there's no point in ordering chicken nuggets yeah. because you are almost exactly right. And I got an order of chicken nuggets once with no, they didn't say any dipping sauce, not a one.
Dry nugs?
Ketchup. And I took a bite. I ate
no
one.
Ketchup.
Yeah, I ate one and I was like, that's horrible. It's not a delicious thing without the sauces. And for that, Gas Digital said they're doing a thing tomorrow. Dylan and Tom from Gas Digital are going to have a 20-piece, who could eat a 20-piece McNuggets faster? And I go, if you're going to make that a challenge, dude,
no
you
got
to make them no sauces. Oh, I mean,
just
sauce.
Water?
I mean, sauce. That hot dude, mustard, that hot mustard sauce, you covered a bowl ball in hot mustard in McDonald's hot mustard sauce? I'll at least lick it off the ball. I'll lick those balls.
I don't think I could get 5 nuggets without sauce.
You won't enjoy one. I'm telling you, one, you're like, it's going to be so dry. It's like the bread challenge. Have you ever seen that?
God, no. What's the, bring up the bread
Can challenge. Can somebody eat 2 pieces of bread in a minute, I think it is? And you, it sounds so easy.
Oh, that's like the cracker
it's
thing.
It's so hard.
Is it that you can't produce the spit?
I don't know. It's just.
Because I love bread. This might be the only challenge I'd be willing to do. Because I
you
love
crush
bread.
Crush 2 pieces of bread?
2 pieces of white bread?
Buddy.
But in a minute, that's
you
like.
You can make that happen before the show's over.
The milk thing always, I was like, yeah, you're just going to throw up. You're just putting too much milk.
A gallon of milk?
Yeah, you can't drink that much.
It's an insane idea.
It's just, there's displacement.
If you did it with water or anything, or juice, it's going to come back up. Milk just looks the funniest.
Yeah, milk is like, blah, blah, and it's all white, just coming back up.
Dude, Rocky Mountain oysters, what a horror. Would you try them, Jacob?
Never.
You'd never try them.
Would you, Lou?
Would you be mortified if you found out you did try them?
Yeah.
Now you.
That's how I feel.
You have a Latina girlfriend, Lou. There's some might be some odd foods coming to because I was.
You might get
my
octopus. Yeah, you might get
you know,
octopus.
My ex
suckers.
Is Hispanic, and we went to some places to eat where there were some dicey foods.
What was the weirdest thing she tried to get you to eat? Tongue.
Nope.
When they just bring a big old tongue out, cooked.
No, it wasn't even like her. It was just when you go to like the places. Like she didn't really eat anything that crazy. Honestly, well, she likes these. Pork things, they're like, I don't know what the fuck it is, but they're, here's the thing, there's a part of it that's all meat and really good, and she would cut it for me, like, that would drive Christine nuts, well after we were separated and have dinner with Christine, Carla cutting up food for me
that's
still.
So fucking funny.
I was like, why is Carla cutting up meat for you?
That is so fucking funny. That is so, the image of
oh,
that.
Oh, I'm not going to argue that Carla knows how I like
being
meat.
Of you being at dinner.
She's a cook. Christine doesn't cook.
And Carla talking to you
Christine
while she cooks.
Christine just found out I don't like my orzo burnt.
But she's cooked. She's like talking to Christine. She goes, oh my God.
Sort of.
Tell me about that. And then she cooks a bite and she goes, here you go, Jay.
Sort of.
And he goes,
having Carla as just like a figure in my life, I always said more than dealing with like an ex-wife was kind of like dealing with an overbearing mother-in-law.
Yeah.
More than. Just
like, Jay likes it like this. I'll cut his meat. You
there's an airplane going by.
Tell you what, though.
Yeah. And then Jay goes.
She does know the part.
Whenever he was.
She does know the part of that food, though, that I like.
Whenever he was sick, she'd be like, do you want me to bring you soup?
Wait, the plate was in front of you? I bet it would be good soup
if she showed up.
No, like she would have meat on her plate for Jay to try, and she would cut up meat to get it because Jay doesn't like fat. So she would cut all the fat and all the icky stuff off the meat.
She would cut the quarters off his sandwich.
And then she would present me with the pieces that my little boy pieces I could have.
Oh, like while I'm sitting there.
Oh my God. How far into the relationship?
Like, I mean, years.
2 years ago. She did it. That's what she did with those things I'm talking about. She would cut up. We went to some Dominican place.
So funny.
Yeah.
But she's he ordered the steak, but you give it to me first. I got to do some.
Tell you what, though, the pieces she gives me are so good. Like, I would tell you that I do not like rare steak at all. Rare sounds crazy to me. But when she orders prime rib with Isabella, she cuts me out some little middle pieces, and those are so tasty.
Oh, my God.
They're so rare and tasty.
Did you ever talk to Jay about it? Were you like, hey, that doesn't make me feel...
No, it was like one day in a fight, I was like, Carl's cutting meat for you.
That is such a funny burn of just Jay waiting for his meat and Carla being like, well, I remember when... Oh, my God. But the soup thing is even funnier of her being like, Jay sick? I'll send soup. I got you. I can bring over soup.
Bring soup.
Dude, when we got COVID in 2021, the first time I got it... something happened and Koppelman and Levine, the creators of Billions, just soup raped me. They just sent me soup that I didn't even ask for. He's like, hey, there's a delivery outside. And I went and there was just soup. And I was like, do I have to eat this now?
Soup's a real choice.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone.
Hey.
Studio guests, everyone. What's up? Have a seat, everybody.
It's funny just to send someone soup against their will and just be like, there's soup outside for you. Andy, is this your child bride?
This is my daughter, Elle. Do you guys know Elle Orlando? Super funny comic.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Elle. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Did he capture you? Are you in trouble?
Yes.
Okay.
Please.
No, Elle is a guest on the Raw Report, and Elle comes on the road with me a lot sometimes.
Oh.
So. Jay?
If he ever makes you read any of his writings, just let us know.
No, we've actually had that tie go to a lot of young guys. Go, should we write together?
I was saying like more in like a cult way, but yeah, I bet get that as a comic. Is that how guys are? They like,
yeah,
you want to write?
I did not catch on for a minute until like one time a guy asked me to write, and then we went out like actually on a date. I didn't even know it was a date, but I was like, when are we writing? There's like wine here.
God, I can look at you.
There's wine.
He goes, I could look at you forever. And she's like, she goes, are we writing? And he goes, that's
a good premise.
Is that a good bit? It's crazy how you never say you could look at someone forever.
We should do a writing session.
God, do you want to take these stuffy clothes off? I feel like a lot of our...
It is funny you say cult, though, because I call her L. Ron Hubbard a lot. It goes over her head.
Hey, let's not
way to under-sexualize her. Yeah. Good move, dude.
And also,
she doesn't even know who it is.
Don't you ever besmirch L. Ron Hubbard. He created the religion that I've been following for 5 years. I'm clear.
That sounds like somebody with a low thetan level.
Boom.
Well,
science.
We were in the Sea Org. Jay and I took a little time in the Sea Org and got our shit together.
Okay. The Sea Fiore, 2,000 years ago,
yeah.
A volcano exploded, let out some aliens.
Some souls.
Those aliens jumped in your body, .. Tom Cruise jumping on a couch.
They get a PR.
Dianetics.
Leah Remini, that Benedict Arnold bitch.
Oh, my God.
Zap Zoom.
Anyways, Jay and I go do an e-meter reading. Next thing I know, we find out we're 1,000-year-old aliens living inside these human bodies.
Yeah, and 100,000 grand later out of my pocketbook.
Boom. Bing, bang, boom. I sell my mom's townhouse.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking high priest.
So. John Travolta shows up to 2 of 5 major events a year.
Yeah. You have to outdance Travolta to get in. Get to do that weird knee thing that he does in Saturday Night
Oh, you're going back to Saturday Night Fever dancing.
That knee thing is
impossible.
Always.
Well, the Scientology parties must be weird and fun at the same time.
If
right?
you can let go. You got Beck walking around.
Yeah.
He's got all these famous people. And you're
let
like,
go, let God.
Leah Remini might crash it all mad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that'd be great. Or sitting there while people are like plotting to like fuck with Leah Remini or something. Yeah.
And you go, oh, I loved King of Queens. You go, I actually loved her on Saved by the Bell, the beach season. And they're like, hey, can you not be here right now? I'm like, oh, you guys.
I go back with Leah Remini to who's the boss, Samantha's friend.
In Arizona, right? Isn't that her friend in Arizona when Samantha moves to Arizona? It's older Alyssa Milano.
I thought
Milano.
She was from their friend.
It's a little bit older, but she's definitely in the house.
Okay. I don't know. I was taking a guess. What was the who was the guy that you realized was trying to hit on you during the writing session? Like, it was that that date?
Don't say his name.
I'm not gonna say his name.
Off air, you'll tell us the name.
Maybe.
Okay. That's a yes.
Has it happened more than once?
I don't know who it is.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. You say the names, I probably don't know who it is.
All right, we got a little thing called Google.
Okay. Can we look him up and then make fun of his comedy?
Oh my God. Yeah, I don't think
how you far you want to go with it.
I don't know. I don't want
to
put
land bass this guy for coming to L.
I don't want to put a kid on suicide watch. They go, dude, they broke down my 5-minute set. What the fuck? That was from the Village Underground. That was a guest set I did.
She's like, okay, it was Colin Quinn.
Oh, you heard it here first. He goes, you know, I don't know. Maybe go get some nice shrimp. Oh, yeah. Hey, you know, the way you look at me over this candlelight, maybe.
Is it good going on the road with Andy? He doesn't masturbate in front of you, but he does call you from his room and says, hey, I'm going to masturbate. Is that cool with you?
No, she just gets a huffy breath phone call. He goes,
oh, my God.
Be downstairs in 10.
She goes, are you cool if I tell him to pick us up at 5:15?
Oh, we got an 8 o'clock and a 10:30.
I'm sorry, Al. Wait, I apologize.
Who told you guys?
All right.
We know this
he
guy.
Goes, hey, can you not order a movie? Because I don't think the club's going to cover it.
Hey, did you leave it? They're calling me. They said you need to bring a car down for incidentals.
Hey, are you okay doing less time? Because there's going to be a kiss. Come on.
It's gonna be a drop it. Ah!
Oh, would you mind tweeting it out? Oh my God, it really is just a dangerous world for women on the road.
Unrealistic.
It must just suck.
Us must suck. You guys.
It's the worst.
Yeah, you gotta go into your room and then lay in the bathtub like Will Smith and I Am Legend.
The shotgun.
She's like, thanks for the hotel room. She just locks three doors and she's like, this is my rifle. This is my gun.
I told you it was the funniest thing in the world when me and Dave. We all had to share. It was two beds in a living room,
mm-hmm.
And I was headlining, but it was like, if you're bringing people, they're staying with you.
Oh man, yeah. So by the way, I just got out of that in 2019. Shane stayed. We stayed in the same room most of the time. Shane opened really? For me. That's how I got that naked nap story.
You didn't have to do that. You did it beyond having to.
It's because I'm cheap.
It's not cheap. No, you just gotta say it.
Oh, I said that in DC when I was working Draft House. I was like, I got an opener, and they're like, we're not covering a room for that. And
really,
that was the last time I worked at Draft House.
You just had to say
Draft House.
Yeah, no, improv gave me out. But I'm saying like,
okay, yeah.
No, Draft House was like, no, y'all are staying together, and that's when Shane got under the covers, and he's like,
I'm naked.
How do I feel uncomfortable when I'm the headliner?
But
with you and Dave,
that seems like something. Lewis
yeah, me and
do.
Dave, me, Dave, and Khalees Hawkins,
Providence, Rhode Island.
Providence, yeah. I brought her this gig, and we did it, and like it was such a funny. By the third day of her nonstop just ripping farts over and over and over
good job,
again, like by the last time she was like, "Hey guys, oh my god," and I was like, "Khalees, have we made you uncomfortable? Like no one's been trying to fuck you. Are you doing this so we don't try to fuck? We're not.
Stop. We're inking. Not. Stop
I just
inking.
Thought you just said you weren't on the road very much, and I thought I was being cool, and I brought you to come host the show. You don't have to keep farting in front of us, please."
She goes, "Nah, guys, it's pretty crazy. Oh shit, my pants."
She just skanked years later. She's like, "I can't even believe you guys didn't try to fuck me." She's like, "I was wild. I probably would have done it." Like, what?
You're
like,
farting up a
storm. Like, well, actually,
she's like, "Was I?" She's like, maybe that's her call. She thought she was living her stink out. So we know, like, brr. Come on, guys. Any takers?
Is that doing anything for you guys? Endorphins running at all? Let me let out another one.
This usually works.
Do you have to be quiet in the green room so Andy can close his eyes and listen to jam music? And air guitar?
He goes, no, well, we have good... I don't dominate in the music scene in the car. Right?
Yes, you do.
Thank you.
Thank you
for being honest. Does he make you listen to 13-minute songs with vacuum cleaners in
them? I was going
to
say, you play a three-minute news song, and then he throws on a 17-minute jam.
She goes, do you want to listen to like a couple Jack Harlow songs? And he goes, you got to check this one out. This one's called Flippin' and Dippin' Over in Milwaukee.
I never make you listen to 1971 San Francisco.
He goes, check this little jam out. The Spaghetti Incident didn't know they were getting into a jam. 17 minutes later, they knew they were in one.
Maybe goes, the Dead Channel, but...
And then she's looking out the window, and he goes, right here?
Now listen to that.
That's all. Oh, he's doing snap claps.
He does drum on the wheel. Yeah,
totally.
I'm a wheel drummer.
I'm a big wheel drummer.
Have there been? Have you gone out on the road with like a lot with guys? Like,
yeah, yeah.
Has there been a guy that's called you to open that you're like, fuck that, I won't go back on the road with him?
No.
Nice.
No, man. Not yet.
Even after all that, you'll still go back on the road with Colin Quinn. How dare you, Colin?
You
monster.
There is a comic that I heard stories about. We're not friends with him. We're not even kind of close to being friends with him. But this
Gallagher.
Name? I'll tell you off air. I'll trade you a name for a name.
Okay. There you go.
There, but he would have female openers.
Justin Silver.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then he would book a hotel room and be like, just got to one hotel room.
That's funky.
Yeah.
That's funky.
And he's like super, super like tries to get other people canceled and shit.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, he's like a, he's a guy who's like, the patriarchy is crushing people. And then you're like,
I have guesses.
Oh,
let me tell you the whole reason I would not want to do that for the, I get this idea's sole purpose there is like, Sharon said, maybe we'll fuck. I'm like, what are you going to do when you have to like shit?
Yeah.
And after a shower, well, all totally. These things I would never want a girl, about, a person absolutely. I was trying to sleep with,
yeah.
especially new that I'm trying to sleep with, I would never want him to like, had to be like, hey, why did he disappear in the bathroom for a half hour? He goes, just finishing up some business in here.
He goes, how long? He washes his hands for 35 minutes.
You can't know about my sleep apnea until like 6 months in.
Oh my God. You're going to hear me sleep scream?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
What if I snore punch you?
Yeah. What if I wake up and I'm like, mommy, no, everything's scary. What?
I just get, you go to Gary goes, big, little Jay Lake is meat chopped up.
Yeah, and you go, what's up? Are we late? Are we late? Am I late for press? I did that to Katie on the road in Portland. I was dead asleep. And you know when you talk in your sleep and it wakes you up?
Yo, yeah.
I was dead asleep and I went, I don't know, mom. And I woke up and I looked at her and I went, who said that? And I went, what? That's weird. And I laid back down and I went, I'm so scared. I woke up with this fear.
What did you do?
I went, mom, what? Who says that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I like made fun of myself before she could.
That's the way, get in front of it.
I say what? That's what I do every time I do it. I go, so before you said it. Huh? What?
That's exactly what I did. I went,
yeah.
I went, mom, what? Who says that? And then we laid there. She goes, stupid. Are you okay? And I went, I'm so scared. It was a nap before my shows at Helium. I was like,
hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire. And of course, that is Metro by T-Mobile. Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, calling customer service and trying to sign up for a new program or plan or any kind of subscription, and you get a whole bunch of nonsense and long paperwork and contracts you can't get out of, pricier subscriptions, subscription prices going up. I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hidden deep in the fine print or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere and your seat probably reclines. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple-checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. But listen, you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and no yada yada. Nada. Yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide right now.
Justin, and so good. Thousands of spring deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save big today on new arrivals from Kate Spade New York, Nike, Sam Edelman, Free People, and Madewell, starting at only $30. Great brands and great prices on dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and more. So rack your look and get first dibs on spring styles you want now from just $30 at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen, remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
One of five Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off that list with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Who's
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Bueno note, buenos aires.
Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is just better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
Non palietano molto bene.
Babbel has over 10 million subscriptions sold, and all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Hello. Hey, you know how you say no?
Go on.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to write that down. N.
I am learning Italian off of Babbel right now.
No. Hola.
Here's a special limited time deal for listeners. Right now, you get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/bonfire. Get 55% off at babbel.com/bonfire, spelled BABBEL.com/bonfire. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We know you guys are not a couple, but we were just describing in the between me and Christine and yeah. Dan and Katie.
Yeah.
You guys are on the road, though. You still have to make this decision. You're going to get food. Who makes the call?
Andy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bring you good places. It's because I know sometimes a lot of the places. I've already been to this city. Let's
she just
go
gave
here.
Her, you can't see it at home, but she just had a reflective look down and she went, yeah. Yeah, it's warm. The food's warm. I can't complain much.
She goes, sure, we've never gone to a place that doesn't have beer cheese on the menu, but okay.
She goes, yeah, you know, I'm usually eating under a Pabst Blue Ribbon sign.
Don't you do comedy for so long to build up, to headline, to be able to make these decisions?
100%.
Sure. Are you guys 100%. Always...
We're just talking about gender dynamics, you know?
Well,
on the road,
who
I try to stay.
Buys food?
I'll always pay.
What do you mean? Yeah.
Like with you and Katie? Like
depends, because sometimes she'll order it up. Like if she's better at technology by a fucking country mile.
Oh, she hasn't put your credit card into the... food delivery places?
No, I only date strong, independent women. So she's...
Not me.
She has her own bank account.
I date codependent psychos. Christine, if I'm going to pay for 100% of your meals, my ex-wife is going to cut up my meat for me sometimes. That's going to happen.
Yeah, she pays it. Dude, that's what it is. If you're going to depend on me, I'm going to depend on you to get the sweet pieces of meat.
Oh, they weren't in here when we were saying that. That my ex-wife sometimes cut my meat up for me.
Yeah.
All right.
While they were dating and while they were at dinner.
Daddy likes what Daddy likes.
She knows the pieces I like.
That's what I'm saying.
She knows the pieces I like.
You're not going to not have her do it.
Honestly, if you're going to add extra stuff to this, at this point, she could put a bib on you.
Mm-hmm. You know, she knows that if I see the fat and gristle on the thing, I'm not going to eat it. So she gives me a little lean piece.
And she goes,
and a little baby boy bite.
And then you do your dippy sauce.
And I do my dippy sauce.
And she goes, here's your dippy sauce. And you go,
I love it.
Thank you, mommy number two.
I go,
how many bites you
Christine,
have?
By the way, we got to book those flights. We got to do something. He goes, hang on, baby want more meat.
Yeah, he goes, God, Christine, can
you hold
fucking...
up your hands? You go, Jay want this many.
Yeah. How many pieces you want?
God, Christine, where's something
and goes, this?
Set...
And she goes, okay. You go, maybe another now? Seven?
Christine, why don't you wear something sexy? Ooh, another bite for baby.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Nom, nom, nom.
Just Jay, we don't chew like that. You go,
I go, what's so salty on it? She goes, that's all juice. All juice?
Where did you grow up?
In suburbs of Chicago.
Nice.
Yeah.
Real Chicago. John Hughes lifestyle.
You're like a hot dog with a pepper on it.
Yeah. You grew up watching all the movies of the 80s very late and being like, that was my childhood.
Exactly.
I was always jealous of kids that were from Chicago because I was like, man, you could just pretend you're in a John Hughes movie.
Oh, the Home Alone house.
Is that all Chicago?
Yeah, Chicago. Yeah. He did it
Breakfast
all,
Club?
All Chicago. Yeah, all outside Chicago.
You didn't seem like Chicago people.
It was suburbs.
Suburban.
You know, but that was like
Ferris Bueller, that's right. Yeah. That was the big one.
Yeah. Quintessential suburb films, John Hughes.
What the fuck is the scene in Ferris Bueller? Why do they have the scene where Cameron just stares at that picture and he keeps going closer.
Joe List could answer that.
It's not funny.
I don't know about foam.
I have no idea.
Unsettling,
we were learning about the gravitas of Cameron. Cameron was sad. He was an only child. He had a hard time. His dad gave him a hard time.
Fuck dad. He was a rich kid. Suck a dick. I'm tired of rich kid sad stories.
Yeah, you're right. the only children that can be sad are the ones that didn't have a lot of
money. I'll tell you what. Ferrari.
When I was young, when I realized that my whole time being young, when I would shit on like the rich kids, it was because I just wished I had money like that. In hindsight, as a 44-year-old now, I'm like, by all means, I wish. Oh, damn, that would have been easier.
Are you kidding? I'd go to a friend's house who had like the G.I. Joe fucking jets or whatever, and I'd be like, your life's so easy. And then you don't know he has to suck his uncle's dick once a month.
Can't play in my house. I never had the bases and the forts for my guys. Yeah. I just had the guys.
Yeah, I had to play on a couch. That was our fort.
Honestly, like, I didn't have like a lot of toys or like the latest technology, and it is fun to like buy Isabella a North Face jacket and like kind of spoil her a little bit and like North spend Face. Money on her. Like, it just, you know.
But I put cigarettes out on her, so it weighs it out. She's 19. She gets it.
Even Steven. That's what I do. I buy something nice, and then I just go into a dark room and go, you don't fucking deserve that.
Yeah.
I go, you fucking piece of shit.
She doesn't need this.
Piece of shit. And then I go outside and I go, I wipe my eyes and I go, oh, the package is here. Oh, I think I ordered. Katie's like, what's going on? I was like, I was taking a dump.
Do you like, when you hook a PlayStation 5, you're like, oh, who am I? Who am I?
And then I play it. I'm like, God, this is so fun.
It's so neat.
So fucking
I deserve
fun.
This.
God, I work so fucking hard for this thing. And I fucking deserve it.
Man, Christine definitely lives in a household where I mention how hard I work a lot. But
you do work hard.
Yeah, I'm saying I mentioned.
What's funny is right now Katie's working way harder than me, so she gets that, or she's like, "I'm just busting my ass." I'm like, "Oh, well, it's just a nice day today."
She goes, "Well, I'll clean water the plants, and
well, I took care of the dishes, and I'm going to order myself something on Amazon.
I'm raising a puppy.
Yeah,
that's hard work.
How long have you been living in New York?
Going on 4 years.
And how did you meet this fucking sweet old bear?
Hey.
My co-producer knew Andy, and then she had him on the show. So
nice. What's your show?
It's called The Shush Show.
The Shush Show.
Yeah, it's SHH and then asterisk.
And it's podcast?
No, it's a
stand-up show.
Oh, it's right here?
Yeah, it's a comedy show.
I fucking blew it.
I thought it was Facebook flyers for it.
Yeah. Where's it at?
We're at the Comedy Shop. Comedy Shop once a month, every second Thursday at 10 p.m.
Yeah.
Where's the Comedy Shop?
It's a village, what is it?
It's the Old Lantern.
Yeah, Old Lantern.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I meant to make a Village Lantern reference. Yeah, I said Village Underground, but I was going for the Lantern. Yeah, the Comedy. Dude, the Village Lantern, I saw crazy shit there starting out. When you do bucket mics, I saw me and Joe List got hammered and watched a guy fight the host. Mm-hmm. Fought one of the comics, and then the open mic continued after the fight.
Nice.
It was crazy. It was mayhem.
I started in a black shirt. That was regular.
Yeah.
That was regular shit.
But dude, coming up to the Village Lantern and you just go down to that basement and fucking bomb.
Yeah.
I took a lot.
So funny, I have different starting points. Now. Like my shows were going to like Donnell Rawlings had a room called Poke Knockers on Atlantic Ave in Brooklyn, and Jamaicans came in and shot Uzis into the roof.
Jesus. That's way cooler. I didn't know you were in fucking Predator 2.
Fucking Marked for Death, dude.
Yeah.
I missed those days.
Denim Screwface sent you. Crazy.
Meanwhile, I'm just dealing with actors that don't know if they want to be actors or comedians, and they're fighting each other.
Yeah.
Get a lot of that.
Absolutely. Do you have a boyfriend or anything not in comedy?
No.
Single, ready to mingle. There you go, Andy. There you go, Andy. I asked her for you.
Jesus Christ, guy. Five road gigs. Guy can't get the nuts to muster up the question.
No, that's not his game. It's not his steez.
It's not my steez.
Andy's a big sweetheart.
You are a big sweetheart.
Yeah. He used to work on the show, and then he left us. Just FYI, in case you guys start dating.
Yeah, because you worry. Used to take.
Do you worry if you road hook up that like Elle's looking at you like, ugh.
Oh, with somebody that I met on the road? No, Elle's cool.
She wouldn't care. Would you wing at him?
I actually think that happened.
Yeah.
Would you wingman? Like, would you
last summer
try to help him get a lady on the road? Wingman.
Yeah. If you needed good my luck, help, like, I don't think.
You should say things like, "You say things like, good luck getting all that dick inside." Yeah, I couldn't.
Yeah. I did go home with a girl. Remember last summer?
Yeah.
Stop bragging.
Well, I had to get it in.
She was super sexy, and she wanted it so bad.
She wanted it. She couldn't get enough of me. And then remember, I showed up, and it looked like a bear attacked me.
No, but I'll tell you what happened was that we were just. I was like, we can't go inside. We had to just fucking make out in her car. because we were sharing, like, I had rented a beach house last summer. So I had Elle and Greg Stone and, like, down at the beach at Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
And we're doing this theater down there. Greg brought his wife. She's pregnant. So I was like, we can't go upstairs into the house.
This is so wrong, but this is so right.
Because it was like only two bedrooms. It's a beach house.
He goes, my work sister and Greg Stone are up there.
Exactly.
We have to do this in your Passat.
We have to do this again. I swear to God.
I can fucking taste the sand on you.
It was a fucking Subaru Outback.
Oh, nice, dude.
Dude, my back was on like skis.
Yeah,
there
dude.
Was a ton of shit in it.
Yeah, good for dude. You. That's better than the... dude, I made the mistake. I did one ever beach... under the boardwalks with the girl I lost my virginity to.
Oh, yeah, you've talked about this.
I mean, I just need a pile of sand just right into her chonch. It was so unpleasant for everybody. I had no idea. I had a condom on. I was just sanding her with that chicken cutlet.
Oh,
it was brutal.
She's just peppering her.
Poor girl.
Oh,
sand is the worst because it gets in your vagina for, like, I think, honestly, 6 months.
Who really? Are you telling, sister?
Yeah, it's just...
You don't even want to talk about your butthole.
Yeah. Yeah, I fucking go down to Christina. It's like eating mussels.
Yeah. You go, there's a brine to it. He goes, there's a weird
brine. If you put your ear up to it, though, you can hear the ocean.
Christine's pussy's a barnacle.
So you've hooked up on the beach and then regretted it months
immediately.
Later?
Immediately.
Well, because you've lived in Florida,
too. There's sand everywhere, and then every day that goes by, you're like, there's still sand?
Yeah.
Like,
sex requires... moisture, and moisture attracts sand.
And no matter how much towel you lay down, it's going to get over. No.
Forget an awkward fat kid kneeing a whole pile of it right in your holiest of holies.
Just dusting you. He goes, here you go, knee finisher.
Just a divot, just a golf divot.
He goes, dude, it was like when you throw glitter on glue.
Yeah. Dude, you were stuffing her like a turkey with
Sawzall.
Let's get in there.
Damn.
And you lived in Florida for a while?
I was born in Florida, and my family's from there. But,
so, so you go down there and deal with the... You got that Florida side of you.
Yeah, I got my full Florida family. It's exhausting, honestly.
Florida people?
Yeah.
Are they Jewish?
No, they're not Jewish. They're
in
just...
In Florida? Get out.
That means crazy.
They're Italian.
Can Jews have everything? Can anything... Can we have anything at all?
You don't get your own state.
Yeah, just Italian Floridians. Yeah, they got the, raised trucks and everything.
Hell yeah. I was just in Tampa. That is true.
Yeah. What?
They love their big trucks in Florida.
Yeah.
Tampa?
Oh,
Tampa likes a morbidly obese Hispanic lady wearing a bikini out to a club.
Tell you what else they love is calling your brother when they're white.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, brother?
Oh, yeah, of course. Like everybody speaks Hoganese down there.
Yeah, Hoganese is fluent. Yeah. Well, let me tell you something, brother. That's how you can open up a court argument in Tampa.
Yeah. I bet they have so many local beers, like 24-inch Python.
Oh, my God.
Like, let me get a 24-inch Python.
Remember
let me get a Say Your Prayers and Eat Your Vitamins.
Well, someone was like, do you want to go to Hogan's Beach on Thursday night? They're like, Nick Hogan DJ's there. And I'm like, dude, that'll destroy a part of my childhood that I don't want to see destroyed. Yeah. And I had to wake up early and do Calta.
Did you see him give this speech?
We started doing all the menu items.
Yeah, we really
because I'm going to let you get back to your Coco Beware wings. Don't forget to try the
Junkyard Dog Nuggets.
Yeah, we were doing all that, but it is Florida.
But it was also, he was also just in there like, giving that speech like fucking Pacino in Any Given Sunday. He can go in the middle of this bar and everyone will stop if he just goes, hey, everyone, Hogan needs to talk. Hey, guys. Sorry, I know you're enjoying your Andre the Giant pretzel.
Yeah, the Andre Giant burger. He goes, you slam that, you get a picture with me, brother. You finish that Andre the Giant burger, and I'll give you a handshake myself,
Steve,
brother.
You see if Hogan's Place has a food challenge?
Yeah, please look up Hogan's Beach. He goes, you're going to try the Big John Stud Pie? It's a pizza that weighs 2 pounds.
All those awful, crusty old names.
Dude, I met Greg the Hammer Valentine flying back from a couple cities ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so excited to meet him, and he was just so over people meeting him.
Greg the Hammer?
Yeah.
I did the show that... Insane Clown Posse TV show with him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was like the... It was like we watched movie. It was called Insane Clown Posse Theater. And we watched music videos and make fun of them.
Yeah. And you did it with Greg the Hammer Valentine?
Which, by the way, making fun of people and coming, it's so fun. Christine told me this today. Last week on the show when you weren't here, Dan,
mm-hmm.
we made fun of for a half hour the way Kevin Smith dresses.
Yeah.
And then Christine said that all the social media was just a blaze of people getting angry. How could Jay tell people how to dress the way he dresses? It's just going, it's so wound up. And I still say, Kevin Smith dressed like an idiot.
Oh, totally.
I'd go as far as to say, I argue I like the way he dresses. I would love to wear hockey jerseys.
You know, here's
jerseys.
What happened. He lost too much weight, and now he doesn't have the body for that type of hockey jersey backwards hat look.
The point is,
it looks wrong. Don't wear a hockey jersey all the time.
I love it.
Mix something else in.
Also, his hockey jerseys are all customized now.
Backwards hat look.
It's so comfortable.
They're customized now.
Good job, dude. Good job, Kevin Smith. I say wear.
Yeah, also wear a fucking throwback, not your own.
Christine Hogan's beach menu, please.
But they also, in fairness to that, I'm wearing a shirt with me as a vampire on it right now. But I'm not going anywhere today.
Yeah.
Well, I came to work and going home.
I've had to off mic tell Elle to keep her clothes on because of that several times. I'm like, you can't. Listen, there's already a lady that chops up his meat. I can't give you that position. Hogan's Hangout.
Hogan's Hangout.
Let's see. Buffalo chicken dip. Get a leg dropped of flavor on you, brother.
I bet that ain't bad.
Dude, that's what they do when they bring out the Oysters Rockefeller. They play this song.
Can I tell you something? Christine might fucking drop on her knees in front of Hogan when she gets there. The fact that the mozzarella sticks come with ranch and marinara.
I love it, too.
I know. That's got
to
be.
We'll move over because I'm about to blow them, too.
Oysters? Those aren't nuts, are they? Those are regular oysters.
He goes, those aren't nuts, brother. I wouldn't lie to you.
They're not buffalo.
If there's something that the Hulkster doesn't do is lie about his menu.
Yo, poke tuna nodules. I didn't expect this at a wrestling bar.
Dude, fried pickles.
Mussels.
Loaded nachos.
Tropical tuna tower.
Now we're talking.
Damn, dude,
yeah.
I didn't know Hogan was going to go full
That's what
seafood.
I call a threesome in Key West.
Yeah.
Tropical tuna tower.
Oh, you ever get a tropical tuna tower?
I think bruschetta is spelled wrong.
That's an S.
First of all, it's...
Bruschetta.
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 No.
Bruschetta.
No. Bruschetta.
I know bruschetta and I'm dumb.
But that's pretty good.
Is not
good.
An S in there?
No.
Sorry, Hulkster.
It's definitely spelled wrong. Okay. It is. But you're saying it wrong.
Can you look up the proper spelling of bruschetta?
Bruschetta. Bruschetta.
Yeah, Orlando, you're a fucking ginzo.
I have no idea. I'm not.
Right, come on, so you greaseball. Answer the question. Just keep turning on Italians.
You go, go. Godfather 2. What was the line?
Bruschetta.
What's the festival?
Come on, olive oil talk.
Why do I give the dollar at the St. Anthony Festival? I need to know. So that's how you spell it. So it is properly spelled?
No. It was spelled wrong.
It's missing an S.
That's awesome.
Bruschetta.
Dude, I love when your menu has CTE.
They also spelled Oysters Rockefeller, like Rockefeller.
Like Rockefeller Records?
Dude, we also found this out last week. If you type in peony shrimp joke, there's a lot of comics who have had a joke about peony shrimp, and they don't like it.
Does anyone call it a key and peel shrimp?
No.
We're just having fun. We're having fun in here.
Keep going down. This is all light bites. These are nibbles.
Yeah,
let's get down to the fucking big dough.
Let's get to the salads, brother. We got strawberry fields.
I didn't take Hogan for a Beatles fan.
Oh, not so Caesar salad.
You know, I can't. Because
I ain't
going to
get stabbed in the back, brother.
Why is it not so classic? I can't read it.
I don't get it.
Grape tomatoes?
Oh, I'll tell you why. Tomatoes.
Because it has like 18...
And prosciutto.
Whatever.
It's
toppings.
Got crispy prosciutto. Big deal.
That's not in Caesar's.
And
that's
grape true. And tomatoes are usually not in Caesar.
What is all this stuff?
This is
it's
a man,
not so classic.
I don't know. This is a man that slammed a giant. Why don't you do that? I mean, you can make your own menu.
There's a lot of...
This is the WWF champion from 1983 to 1994.
This website's got a lot of... like word problem. Ahi tuna salad.
Heck yeah.
Oh yeah.
Who proofread this?
No one. I'm telling you right now. This is this is what happens when you
sent this in a text.
Yeah. He went, I don't know, brother.
Don't
like
question him. It's maybe salad, but don't ask.
He goes, I like tuna, brother.
Tropical tuna stacks. Throw it in a salad. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. How do you want me to spell it, champ? They got to call him champ still.
go down. All right, we got the salads.
Handhelds.
Oh, now we're talking.
Cuban Reuben.
Cuban Reuben sounds pretty fucking good.
Yeah, it does.
I'm telling you right now, whoever runs Hogan's Hangout for a box
Hogan's
of shirts.
Handouts.
For Hogan's Handouts. That's his charity. If you send me and the crew a box of t-shirts, we will create the title for your menu all based on 80s wrestling. And it will do better for your business.
Fuck yeah.
Absolutely.
We will absolutely call them like Coco Beware Wings.
It's a major oversight.
Oh, my Jimmy Snuka Ahi Tuna Tower?
Oh, yeah. Top Rope Tuna Tower?
Yeah, dude, come on. Top Rope Tuna Tower's brilliant.
Oh, that's a great one.
Karaoke, dude. Jimmy Hart.
Jim Duggan Dip.
Damn, dude, Jerry Hart's just got to, he just stays there.
And they watch Monday Night Raw.
Oh my God, that's
they all watch Monday Night Raw together. Oh my God, yeah, that's really fucking. That's sad.
He goes, "Come on, baby, I just signed another 6 month residency."
Oh, and don't forget Nick Hogan's beach party hosted by Hulk Hogan
Thursdays
at Hogan's Hangout.
Yeah.
Did they you watch like, the reality?
It's what
TV?
Ruined it. I watched every episode. It ruined Hulkamania for
while
me.
Here's the only part where it ruined it for me officially. I was able to deal with everything until the episode where he drove a boat by his past his house.
Oh my God, that's
just,
later season.
And just
bring
sat
that
there
up.
And just sat there looking at his family from the water because he goes, "Not allowed to be 1,000 yards."
He goes, "This is the hardest part, brother." And the dogs are just out there barking for him. Yeah. They're like,
hey dogs, yeah. It's me, brother.
He goes, "It's me, little fur brothers." Hey, fur brothers, it's just me.
Hey, little Kong Bundy.
Yeah. Yeah, he goes, "I named one of them Junkyard Dog, and it wasn't that crazy."
Princess Kong Bundy.
It was two on the nose.
Oh, here
he
it
just
is.
Sits in a boat and looks at his old house while her son's best friend is fucking his mom. Yeah. fucking
a
his
guy ex-wife. That her son went to high school with.
Yeah.
Oh Jesus.
I had no idea. Wow. Linda, right? Is that her name?
Yeah.
Freaking Linda.
Good for Linda.
He's like, "I hope you're having fun fucking that 19-year-old girl."
He goes, "I want to see him in a ladder match, brother."
She got the house and a younger guy.
Yeah. She banged out.
She did. She really did. She let him drop the leg enough that he fucking she got the house. That's what they called having sex.
Sweet.
You ready to drop the leg?
He goes, "Linda, I want to drop the leg." She's like, "I'm tired."
You ready for the big boot?
Ready for the big
Terry. Boot? Don't call me Terry, brother. Don't call me brother, Terry.
Oh my God, dude. This is so fucking.
That's a house, though.
That's a nice house. Fucking she got.
Goddamn right, dude.
I'm into that house,
you know how much
Jay.
How nice it felt for a 19-year-old just walking around there going, "This place is nice." And I get to fuck your mom.
He goes, "And I get to walk around with the championship belt."
Dude, definitely puts in the belts and he goes, "Can I put on one of the rip-back shirts?"
He goes, "Can I tear
she
it
goes,
off?"
"Tear one. I don't care. Let's tear it."
"Can you suck me off while I tear
can't
it?"
Do it.
He goes, "How did he get this thing off?"
So you just keep going down.
He looks at the bottom and he goes, "Can you cut that? Can you cut that with
the..." He's got all these ripped off. Did you take them?
Yeah.
They're just to take?
Dude, that's so funny. He goes, "Can I wear the belt while I'm eating cereal?" And she goes, "Yes, but not salsa." That'll stain the leather belt on it.
This video is so sad.
So sad.
Funny.
There's but also a part
look what
two.
I lost.
Part two.
Oh, there is a part. Part two is when he gets sad.
There, he's cutting a promo, dude. Bring it up because he did Hogan hands. Cut it to the beginning and he goes, "Let me tell you something, brother."
The pinky's out.
Yo, 130 Willowdale. Will of hell. For those that know the place, this 38 Scarab goes right in that slot right there where the pontoon boat goes. I know this bad boy, this 100-mile-an-hour bad boy, fits a lot better in there than that pontooner does, but that's all good. Peace out. Have a good day. I know it's snowing up north, but we get 82. What you going to do right here?
He's fucked up.
I was going to say.
He's got cocaine energy. He's like, my boat's way bigger as it fits in there. You know what I'm saying? Double entendre. Saying without saying it, brother.
All I'm saying is he's got a pump. Yeah, dude. And he's like, "I'm feeling good. Might start a new business. Might go by Hogan's Beach and update the menu."
Christine, back to the menu, please.
Back to the Ahi Tuna Tower because we never got to it. The Cuban Reuben.
The big fish. Okay. On a brioche bun, dude. This is good.
Can I tell you something, though? They're taking risks where they don't need to take risks.
Where?
I mean, spelling.
Well.
Yeah. Dress up the menu a little bit. You got a lot of great stuff here. A grouper BLT. Love to try
that. The Turkey Club, first of all, I'm a fan that they announced to you right out of the gates.
Boar's head
turkey. Great. Fantastic. Grouper BLT. I don't know.
Canadian bacon.
From General Press-a-Lady, maybe.
Canadian bacon on a BLT on a club.
Where's the Canadian wrestler?
No. Dan,
candy.
You can't
shit.
Read. It says candied bacon.
I'm dumb.
No.
Sorry, brother.
Canadian bacon. I don't want a thick old hunk of bologna bacon on my thing.
Like,
I don't like Canadian bacon on anything in the world.
You don't like it on Eggs Benedict?
I don't. I think it's so gross.
On Eggs Benedict is good.
I don't trust a complete circle meat.
It's just ham.
Yeah.
Huh?
I'll eat it in Europe so I don't give myself away. But
sometimes it has a rind on it you gotta take off.
Daniel, I'll eat it as a cloaking device.
That's it. Only under as a ruse.
Cheesesteak. All right, now he's getting the deep territory. Let's go see what this cheesesteak recipe is.
Better
say ribeye. Philly beef.
Saute peppers.
Is there a picture of it? somewhere. No.
Garlic aioli. How do you feel
garlic about garlic aioli? Nah, he's in smoked provolone. It's a mess.
Yeah.
It might be a decent sandwich. It's not a Philly cheesesteak.
Dude, let us rename the menu Hogan's Beach.
Please.
Yeah.
The Hangout Burger? Come on, dude.
What's the Delio?
No. No.
Oh, don't forget. Remember, dude, also remember when Hulk Hogan's daughter was hanging out with rappers and he started trying to talk hip hop?
Dude, when he started dressing that way? He started wearing like FUBU.
Yeah. That's right.
Hogan was in FUBU.
And big chains.
Dude, totally went with it.
He looked like Dante. The Rockefeller influence.
He looked like Dante.
Yeah, remember? Do you remember when he was like talking to Nick about it when they were like talking on the phone? Where he's like, yeah, brother, well, you know, I mean, there's a.
Before he laid the heavy M bombs.
Yeah, there was. There's a lot, dude. If you're a pro wrestler, it's not
going to happen. Dude, Hogan, if there's one person in the world, because I say stuff like this, that's hilarious. Me and the boy going to a corn concert.
Boomed up to deemed up to Dina, brother. Yeah, dude, Hogan ruled when I was a kid, though.
Dude, but I mean, he has been, the internet has not been kind to Hulk Hogan.
No.
He was so, all of his biggest famous years were in a world sans internet, and then it all just happened on him. And it's like, he said the N-word. He's oiling up his daughter's ass. Like
he also had that Gawker trial, and someone made fun of him and said it looked like a bouncer at a funeral. He's dressed like a bouncer at a funeral, and that went viral. Everyone's like, that's exactly how he dresses.
But everything was just at his wife leaving and fucking the other person, his girlfriend looking like his daughter, and then making a big deal about
that.
And
now he's divorced, and he's back at it. It's hard. It's really hard to watch older professional. Ric Flair now is legitimately a bummer to watch on Instagram.
Oh,
because his girlfriend left him, and then he keeps being like, she's back with the Nate, baby. She had a drink, and you're like, oh, buddy.
Yeah.
Some people just aren't internet friendly, you know?
Like, yeah. They don't mesh well with it, or they don't live a life that is reflected well on it.
No. I don't know. I feel bad, but the Hulk Hogan should never be on the internet ever.
No, he shouldn't.
In the first place. His daughter's hot, though. That's for sure. Is she still doing music?
I don't know. I think she stopped doing music. No, she married a guy that played for the New York Giants.
Did she?
Really?
Yeah, center.
Oh.
She married a lineman.
That wasn't who he yelled the N-word about?
Yeah. No, I think it was
the internet, him trying to console his son, however weird it was, trying to console his son, then that goes out on the internet when he was in jail.
And man, remember, he was saying stuff that you never want. So his son was racing cars and had a friend with him who was in the Marines, and there was a car accident.
Oh, no.
They crashed into a tree. He wasn't racing cars. He was just driving a zillion miles an hour.
He was like driving like 120 miles an hour, and they crashed, and his friend was brain dead.
A vegetable.
Oh, no.
And there was a phone call of when his son was in jail, because they record all the phone calls in jail.
Yeah.
Hogan was on the phone, and he's like, he must have done something to piss off God, brother.
Yeah, he goes, man, sure, I wish I knew what Jimmy did to piss off God to put him in this position.
Yeah, he basically was just wiping blame off his kid. Jeez. And being like,
no respect for the veterans.
Dude.
Pretty wild. It was pretty wild. Crazy.
This was all at the same time as all this shit's coming out about.
Just, it was nonstop. Dude. Everything, he's like, oh my God, brother, can anything just be in house?
Can something just stay private?
Let's go down to the Hangout.
Oh my God.
There's the house burger, a pontoon boat parked into.
The OMG sauce.
What
dude.
Is this OMG sauce?
I bet
it's just Thousand Island dressing, is it? For sure. Yeah.
With some spice in it.
Yeah, maybe with some sriracha.
Yeah, that's it.
With vitamins. It's shaken with vitamins and prayers.
Yeah.
You've been listening to SiriusXM's Bonfire. New episodes every Tuesday through Friday mornings, and full shows always on SiriusXM.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.